We're going to move into our legislative update. We have two very informative speakers today. Ms. Catherine Farrell, who is Secretary of the Board of Trustees of the TRS. She was at the Attorney General's Office in the Energy Rate Section for several years, and as well as a policy advisor and attorney for the chairman of the TWC. We also have Ms. Sarah Ferris. She's been an Assistant Attorney General in the Environmental Protection Division of the AG's Office for several years. She's board certified admin law. And she serves as vice chair, incoming vice chair to be soon, of the Administrative and Public Law Section of the State Bar of Texas. And she is the proud mama of a sophomore animals science major at the other state school in the state of Texas. So, but with that, let's give a round of applause to our two speakers.
Thank you, Franklin. We're glad to be here. Today we're going to cover the last regular session of the legislature, not the special sessions, but there's lots of interesting bills for the administrative law practitioner. We're going to start with some fast facts.
So the regular 88th session was a busy one. It had a record number of bills filed. There were 8,046 bills filed, but only 1,246 actually passed out of both houses. It was also busy on the other end. The governor vetoed 76 of these bills. That's this second highest record. Rick Perry continues to hold the record from the 2001 session. This 76 vetoes compared to the previous session is a 280% increase. That's pretty significant. So then we're going to move to the biggest legislative changes for administrative law.
And the biggest is the creation of the 15th Court of Appeals. Now, the justices will be going to be talking more about this bill right after our update. But we thought, because of the significance, that we should give you at least a few highlights. This court will have exclusive intermediate jurisdiction over cases involving the state, an agency, or official as a party. There will be a statewide elected justices. There will be a justice and, two justices and a chief. Later, there will be three justices and a chief. They will be based here in Austin, Texas, but they can hear throughout the state. It applies to appeals that are perfected on or after September 1st, 2024, but appeals that were filed on or after September 1, 2023 that would normally belong in that court will be transferred to that court. Next, we have some bills related to procedure. First, we wanted to point you to changes in permissive interlocutory appeals. There has been a change in the Civil Practice and Remedies Code regarding this. Recall that permissive interlocutory appeals are when the trial court permits an interlocutory appeal of an order that involves a controlling question of law with substantial grounds for difference of opinion, and there's a possibility that immediate appeal may materially advance the ultimate termination of the litigation. The Supreme Court has already adopted trap rule changes to implement the Civil Practice and Remedies Code change, and one of those repeals the agreed interlocutory appeal provision that was in 28.2, and it amends trap rule 28.3 to add section L. One thing to know is that under this new rule, the intermediate court, if they decide that an appeal is not warranted, they have to give specific reasons for why not. And it allows parties to seek, through a petition for review, de novo review by the Texas Supreme Court, and they may accept that. And if the court does accept it and decides that an appeal was warranted, they can direct the Court of Appeals to accept that appeal. Next, we have a bill dealing with the delivery of court orders through the electronic filing system. This does not do away with the court's ability to send you a notice or documents by mail or email, but those now become additional methods of service.